Blog Talk Radio.
This is XBN, XXBN.net, Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Swap East is www.swapeast.org. Everybody, to another edition of Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with your hosts Z Fly, Sexy T, and Smooth T. And we're here from Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill, bringing it to you live. What's going on, people? What's going on, my host? What's up?
What's up?
What's going on?
Huh?
Huh? Who?
You said, what's going on?
What's going on?
Cooking.
Oh, wait, hold on. You cooking? What you cooking?
Hamburger, steak, rice, streaming, gravy.
Hold up. I'm going to stop you right there before you even finish what you're going to say. Why didn't you invite me?
Or me?
I might want some hamburger, steak, and some gravy.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I mean.
Tell me this.
I like to eat?
I'll phrase that question. Do I like to eat food?
Well,
yeah.
According to the
I
judge,
did. You should have called me.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was saying, you know, according to that gut, I would say, yeah, you love
good.
Gut very much.
Good.
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 Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got me confused with your mama pictures or something. Come on now.
Yeah, what a minute. I mean, can't get in them jeans. What?
We naming names?
Oh, yeah, well. But I'm mad because Taurus, you ever cooking all that food. I mean, we could have, you know what I'm saying, we could have postponed the show, you know, or
exactly.
You know, we could have, you know, we could have invited some of our listeners, you know, to go to her house and eat out. I mean, what's up?
She doesn't say she got crazy.
Now, you know what I'm saying, you don't cook. I mean, is it homemade gravy?
Oh, no, you know, she ain't that good.
Oh, she ain't doing all that.
She ordered cooking for Little John. I mean, her man.
You said what?
I said
I'm cooking for who?
Little John.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So happy October, cousins. So are y'all gonna do Halloween this year?
I'm too old for Halloween.
You ain't too
old
for
Halloween. So what y'all say about me? Cause I plan on doing Halloween this year. I plan on being in somebody's haunted house or somebody's Halloween party. Yes, I do. Yeah. So what are you trying to say? I'm too old?
You were too old about 30 years ago.
Yes, sir. You like what? 48, something like that?
Dang. I mean, Tommy, are you 12 yet or is that next year?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
For your information, I'm 11 and a half.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Get it right. I said, let's get it right.
Let's get it right. Okay, so y'all know that the summer is over. It's not how it crept by us. I don't know about y'all, but I went a lot of places. What do y'all do? I mean, do y'all travel, go anywhere?
Come on now.
I mean, like during the summer. How do you know summer's gone?
During the summer, I did my share of traveling, but I was mostly still working in school.
No, that's right. I mean,
a hard worker.
She's a hard worker. So,
I mean, if you want something, I like, you're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't like some people I know, you know, Jewish. Hey, Tommy.
Why you got to play me like that? Why you got to play me like that? On radio, yeah. It's all good, though.
I got to call you out.
Y'all can call me a bum, chump, lame, whatever.
Well, there's no news for that. You just said
it
yourself.
What?
I said, there ain't no need to say that because you just said it yourself. So,
I don't care about that.
You know what you are.
And then what?
Who?
I said, I don't care about that. And then what?
Your daddy what? We say? No, I missed.
Ooh,
I
just talked to daddy the other day, man. His throat is thinning out. You know that
thing. It's thinning out. It's not thinning out, is it?
His throat thinning out. You know you always had that baby fro.
I don't have a baby fro. You know.
Like he 1.5.
Dad. Okay, we on the daddies now, huh? We just straight
uh-oh,
up on
uh-oh.
Daddy.
I know where this gonna go.
Mm-mm. So what?
I said, I know where this gonna go.
Okay. Anyway.
Go ahead.
All right, listeners. So if you're out there listening to us, I'm pretty sure some of y'all are like, can y'all just cut the crap and get me the topic? So tonight we have a very controversial topic for you. You know, so many people on this topic, they have so many different meanings. They have, you know, so many different thoughts. You know, some people think it's this, some people think that. The point is,
we're
going
to go to Zach's MySpace page, and we're all going to make our opinions. I give them to him daily. I tell him exactly what I think about him.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I will say let's go to your MySpace page, but your pic is so small, we got to use a microscope. Yeah.
Well, Jack, okay. I ain't going to lie. I got one pic on there, and it's a little one.
You got one? You got
but
one? Yeah, you got one little pic.
How many pictures you got on your page? But what's
I
your page look like?
Say what?
No background. You new to MySpace.
I keep the original. That's what I do. Thank you.
I throw my page out there.
Yeah, I mean, you throw it out there.
I mean,
but nobody can't see your pic, so what's the point?
MySpace.com/your ultimate dream. Hit me up on
that. That is your dream. Okay, The topic is, what is gay? You know, gay is a powerful word. I mean, whenever you say gay, it's almost like you just slap somebody. You know what I mean? It has so much force behind it. I mean, behind that three-letter word, it's just amazing how so much can happen. I mean, death can happen, you know, from that word. Fights can happen. Feelings can get hurt. Self-esteem can be low for years to come. I mean, that three-letter word is very powerful. So, Tori, my girl Tori, whenever I say what is gay to you?
I'm happy.
we not even gonna comment on that. We're not even gonna comment on that. I'm gonna leave that one alone.
To me, it's basically what it is to everybody. The first thing that comes to mind when somebody says gay. Okay, it's the same person with opposite sex together, right?
Right.
So do you think of two guys or two girls when the first thing pops in your mind?
Well, by me being a girl and somebody says gay, then the first thing that pops in the mind will be two dudes.
Two dudes?
Yeah.
I think that's what everybody does.
Huh?
I think that's what everybody. When you think gay, you automatically think two guys. Not because... I'm serious.
Yeah,
not because women are called
the way the world is, it's a lot of people that think it's wrong for two guys to be together, but it's okay for two girls. Do you see what I mean?
I'm not saying
so it kind of
cutting me off.
If you was talking about someone worth listening to, then
exactly,
I would just stop.
You know. All right, then I'm gonna talk about you and him. How about that?
You were talking about what?
I talk about y'all too.
Mm. Anyway, back to the point, because I'm pretty sure people are listening, and they don't care to hear what I'm talking about right now, okay? Anyway, but the way a lot of people have made it look is if it's okay for girls but not okay for guys, or it's more wrong for guys than it is for girls. Because if you see two girls walking hand in hand, you take a double look and probably like, oh, they're cute or whatever, whatever. But you see two dudes and you like, ew. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's, to me, people are going to do what they want to do. Do what you want to do, whatever makes you happy. But, I mean, that's not for me.
You sure?
Huh? You said, am I sure? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I'm just not. No, I'm good the way I am. Thank you. But in your case, Tommy, tell about that one time where you was at band camp.
One time I was at band camp, and I had a trombone. Never mind, I'm just playing. No. What's your whole take on the word gay? What do you think?
I'm like Tori. You know, whenever I think of gay, you know, I think of, you know, two people of the same sex, you know, are together or whatever. But, you know, it's like now that, you know, the word gay can be anything. I mean, I'll take
it. It really can, though.
It can. I mean, well, people
have
you ever
looked at outfits and said, you know, this looks gay? I'm just asking you.
So what? Wait, what was that? Wait, rewind. Go back. What was that? Dang,
like
crazy.
I mean, the way people, some people dress makes them look like gay. Like you take and put them in some skin tight blue jean pants and a tight little shirt with a tight little belt. Of course, you would be walking behind and be like,
This is one thing I got to touch on right here. What is that with the dudes wearing the girl pants? Like them little low rise.
Little straight leg pants.
Yeah, what is that with dudes doing it? They can't say that's cool. I mean, you got on girl clothes.
And especially when you can see the lumps in the front.
I wasn't there thinking having some halter tops and stuff. That's not
what happened.
That is gay. That's not straight.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, it kind of started in high school. Like, why do football players wear the half shirts? That looks so gay to me when they're in the weight room and they're wearing the little half shirts and their stomach is showing. It looks like a girl shirt.
I don't get that either, but I don't do that.
I don't get that either. Then, so it's like, why did they do it in high school and it not be gay?
True.
So what it sounds like, you sound like y'all are saying that gay can also be a style. But see, but that's funny. Now, we are thinking about people who are gay, but they may not dress the way y'all just saying. They may dress like a thug, but they're gay. But you want to know why?
That's what you call a masculine gay person.
You got studs, girls that dress like guys, but they're gay.
Right.
So, I mean, it kind of goes both ways. But there's a lot of undercover gay people. And I personally have a couple of gay people that I know, and they are the coolest people. So, I mean, I don't not be people's friend because of what they choose to do. That's their life. As long as they don't involve me with none of the mess they're doing in it, I don't have a problem with it.
That's true.
I mean, good people in the world that's just what they want to do.
Right,
and if gay means happy, it's like if gay means happy anyway, that's the real term for gay. Gay, happy.
Right.
Gay. Don't gay people seem to be so happy?
But they really make you laugh.
Huh? I think it depends on what time in your life you're coming around.
The what?
I mean, huh?
Who?
It depends on what time in your life you're coming around. Gay people have as hard as, I ain't going to say as hard, they have it harder than some people do with their parents and stuff like that.
It all depends if it's two guys. Like I said,
two girls could be
roommates and nobody would never know. You know what I'm saying? But you got two dudes living together and they come out of the house holding hands. Because, see, like, girls, like, really close friend girls that I know or whatever, or I've known girls to do this, when they go to each other's house, they sleep in the same bed under the same covers. You know what I'm saying? And they can sleep in their bra and panties and nobody would never think of it because it's two girls. But if you have two dudes that sleep in the same bed and they both in their drawers, you can be like, and they sleeping head to head and not head to feet. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like
Superman draws, one got some Batman draws.
Right, or one of them got some thongs on, sleeping beside the other one with no draws on. It's the way people have made it look. Like I said, two girls sleep together and nobody wouldn't think nothing of it, and two guys sleep in the same bed and they sleep face to face. It's a crime, like, oh, you're gay.
Yeah, it ain't just the way people make it look, though. It just looks gay. If you in the bed with another man and y'all like, you know, spooning or something.
Y'all all buffed up.
You can get out of bed and be two buff dudes and all y'all masculine all you want to be, but if y'all in the same bed, head to head, if y'all in the same bed, period, because most guys, you know, if you're going to sleep in his room, one's on the floor and one's on the bed.
You're sleep on the floor. Right.
Yeah.
But that's just where people made it look.
But with y'all saying that, so what do y'all think about, you know, the guys, you know, like, you know, after the football game where they go in the shower room, you know, they walk around naked, you know, talking, laughing, playing, you know, hitting each other on the butt. They're not really being gay. They're acting fun. I mean, so how do y'all see that?
Well, have to be on the football team to kind of understand that.
It's kind of the situation. Because
yeah,
if you think
about it,
like,
players, they ain't going to use their hand to pop each other in the butt in the bathroom. In the shower room, that's not going to happen. You might get hit with a towel.
But if you look at it like this, wasn't it a football player that was a star that came out and said he was gay? After he'd already been on the team for a long time. I can't remember his name, but I think it was a black guy. He came out about being gay, and everybody kind of looked at him different, like he really did him wrong.
Well, technically, in a way, you can't look at it as he did you wrong, because, I mean.
Because you're in the locker room, but naked, walk around.
Guys. But at the same time, this dude could maybe want to toss his towel or something. Not saying that he might, you know, was even looking at anybody like that. He could have just, you know, had his own man on the side. But still.
But then not only that, why have a locker room where everybody's butt naked standing in front of each other, balls bouncing and everything else, when you can have separate shower stalls? You don't have to worry about nobody
like that,
looking at you and all the other stuff.
But you know what, I know exactly what y'all saying because I see it the same way. But don't, you know, whenever we say all this, whenever you say it, it's almost like you're putting a man on a script. You know, it's like, okay, well, you're a man, so you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you have to do this. While I go to her, you know, with a woman, it's like, oh, do whatever you want. You know, you can go kiss a woman, but tomorrow you're still considered as being straight. You know, to some people out there that's probably listening or whatever, you know, to some people it's like, okay, that's like a double standard. Of course it's a double standard, but, I mean, why do y'all think, you know, you have to just, a man has to walk this, you know, this straight line as far as the woman can go. You know, she can dance with a woman, they can sleep together, and then tomorrow she would still be considered straight.
Well,
what do y'all think about that?
Tell me this. If you went to the club, would you back it up on one of your boys?
No.
Exactly.
If you did, I'll be looking at
you
like, wow.
You know, the point behind all this right here is two girls can walk around and they can be best friends and hold hands or put their arms around each other and just walk around and laugh and have fun. But you know they're straight. But two guys doing it just doesn't look right. I mean,
okay,
the guy is so, I ain't gonna say a guy has to be really manly, but a guy needs to be a guy.
Right, and I can say to that right there because girls are feminine and girls gonna be like that anyway.
Yeah, they're gonna be all huggy, lovey-dovey, you know.
For a guy to be feminine and backing it up on one of his friends, that automatically doesn't, I guess that's just not the profile that a guy should be in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We don't, when you think of a man, you don't think of a man shaking his butt on another man. That really don't look right.
However, I mean, if you travel around enough, if you build enough places, I mean, you're going to see gay people. So, okay, let's just forget about, you know, the fact that a man isn't gay. Let's say he is gay. Okay, so you know he's gay. Okay, you already know he's gay. He's in there shaking or whatever, dancing on the guy. You already know he's gay. I mean, is it right for you to be like, ugh? You know, so you don't think that, like, they should be accepted or they should be able to dance? What do y'all think about that?
That's a personal opinion. You might look at two guys shaking each other, just taking a mess on each other and be like, yeah, that's nasty. But at the same time, I mean, me personally, yeah, I would say that too. I see two guys dancing, I don't want to see that. I won't lie. But at the same time, I've had gay friends. Do they mess with me like that? No. I mean, they're not going to catch them shaking their stuff up on me, and they know that too. So, I mean, you can't really. You know,
so we're basically in the same boat. Like, me and Tommy in the same boat, basically. Like, we have gay friends. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do, but they know not to cross that boundary with us. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever you decide to do, you know, I've actually been to a gay club before, and I had more fun at a gay club than I did at a straight club.
Well, I've been to a
gay club
myself, and I can't say I had more fun there. Actually, I didn't have any fun there. But that's not the point. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do.
But I'm just saying, I mean, it's more, it's more exciting. I mean, the guys come in dressed as girls. I mean, they can dance better than girls, dress better than girls, and then you got the girls that come in and look like dudes, and some of them you can't even tell. Like, some dudes look like girls for real, and some girls look like guys. So unless they had their, if they wouldn't have their boobs taped to their back or whatever, however you want to say it, taped down, mashed down, or whatever, some of you really wouldn't know. So, I mean.
Yeah, you might not know, but you would still want to know. That's like a man. That's like a man that changes into a woman.
If you want to find somebody and you're straight, why would you go to a gay club to look for somebody, look for a dude?
Because you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. That's kind of gay if you're going to a gay club to find a straight person. That's just stupid.
If you're listening out there, listeners, call in, let us know how you feel. Tell us, what do you think gay is? 646-200-3136. Now one thing, let's kind of move it on a little bit. Now, one thing that I don't agree with, I have heard people these days, I mean, the reason why, you know, the question is, what is gay? Because people see every little thing as gay. For example, now, what do y'all think about this? Okay. You know, a man who watches, I don't know, something, a movie like Miss Congeniality. You know, I heard somebody honestly say out of their mouth, oh, well, if a man watches, you know, little chick flicks like Miss Congeniality and stuff like that, he's gay. Or if a man is riding down the road, you know, listening to like Britney Spears or something, he's gay. I mean, now, that's a little shallow and silly. Are you serious? That's how you listen to Britney Spears? That means you're gay?
Listen to these. Now, I listen to some of everything, so you really can't say that. But now, if somebody just got a collection of Britney Spears or a certain singer, and I mean, it's like that person and only that person, that's kind of scary, okay? But I mean, let's say, how many guys you know just listen to Beyonce and nothing else but Beyonce? Now, that's going to be kind of scary. Like, if you meet a dude and he's like, man, I'm so in love with Beyonce, just Beyonce, 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 and he's even got some of Beyonce, like, he dressed like Beyonce, got little outfits and stuff, that's kind of scary.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's scary.
Because if you think about it, if somebody likes somebody that much, they're going to want to be like that person. And
okay.
So before you know it, they're in the house throwing little outfits like Beyonce.
And doing little booty dance at that, too.
Yeah, and they can do Beyonce booty dance better than she can. So,
uh-oh.
Right. Okay, now when it start getting that far, yeah, it's kind of sound kind of gay. But you can't really say if a dude listens to Britney Spears, he's gay. Because, don't forget,
yeah, that's the only album in his car. What do you say about that?
Yeah, because everybody can listen to a song. A man can listen to a song by a woman, and it could be the prettiest song. It's the same way I can listen to a song by a man, and it'll be the prettiest song. And or I can listen to a song by a woman.
Though.
Huh? But I'm saying, I can listen to a song by a woman. Oh, I'm so in love with this woman. I wear my hair like her. Does it make me gay because I want to look like her?
That you're a fan.
But for what I'm saying is, for a guy to go and try to be like a woman.
That's too much. Yeah. But what I'm saying, okay, let's say, like you use your example, like, you know, you like a singer like Beyonce or something, and then, you know, you try to dress like her or whatever. So let's say a guy like Usher, you know, he tried to dress like Usher. So what do you think about that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? He just like Usher, he like his music, he like his style. Does that mean he's gay? He won't Usher or something? What does that mean to you?
No,
I mean,
because
if he wants to dress like Usher, that's one thing. If he likes his style, that's the way he dressed. But if he's like, man,
if he's like, oh, Usher, I love that nigga. I wish he were here right now, and I don't do this, I do that. You gonna be looking at him like, okay,
yeah, that's a little wrong right there.
I mean, because
far.
I know guys that like other guys that can rap and all this other stuff, but.
Lil Wayne was good. You like, oh, Lil Wayne had a hot song.
Or like, if you like, for prime example, if a dude say, man, Usher hot, you gonna probably look at him like, yeah, he gay. You just don't hear dudes say that, like, man, Usher got a nice body, man.
Now,
Tori, now let's say You know what I'm saying? You look at Beyonce like, oh, I like her hips. Oh, you know, I got to work out. I got to get my hips like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? You just look at her hips because you want your hips like that. Now, let's say a guy be like, oh, man, Usher got them, you know what I'm saying, that washboard chest. You know what I'm saying? I want to get mine like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's different.
Okay.
He didn't compliment him to the point where it's like, ooh, Usher got a sexy body. You heard what you said. You was like, Usher got a washboard body, washboard chest. I want to get mine like that. That's different for somebody to say that. But for somebody to be like,
that's
dang, Usher chest. Yeah, to
if
me,
I,
that
if I
look
at another dude and be like, yeah, man, you got a nice washboard. I want to get mine like that. That don't sound
I'm
right.
I know people say that to other dudes like, dang, I need to start working out because your chest look better than mine. Somebody, so that's gay? No, that doesn't sound gay to me. But for somebody to be like, dang,
it
your
sounds
chest
good to me. I'm not going to say it is gay, but it sounds gay.
Okay, would you put it this way then? Would you go if one of your friends had a big butt, a dude, would you be like, dang, I want my butt to be like your butt?
I sure wouldn't. You never hear me say that.
Keep it like,
I wouldn't even
fast.
Think it. I would never even think that. That's out there.
He'd be like, dang, your butt thick, boy.
I'd be like, you don't need to be looking at my butt.
Oh, my God.
You think, right? Like, yeah, something wrong with him. But for somebody just to be like, dang, they got, you know what I'm saying? They all right. I want a body like that. That's giving you a goal to work toward, but if somebody go to the point and they start changing it and saying they want to change their body or they complimenting your body in a way that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, dang, your butt thick. I want a butt like you. Man.
Yeah.
Or they don't say, I want a butt like you. They just leave that part out and say, dang, your butt thick. They're the kind of leave, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
so what
like,
you catch them looking at it? What do you say about that?
Huh?
He say, after what you catch him looking at it, he say, like, I want a butt like yours. You just caught him looking. What do you say about that? Is that gay?
You just caught a dude looking at your butt.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of hard to say on that because when people are walking, or you see people, you're going to look at people, whether you're a girl or a guy. You're going to look at whoever's walking in front of you. You're going to look at them from head to toe. You're going to look at them all over, really, if you really want to put it that way. So
not
it's
really
kind of hard to say just because somebody was looking at you, that you. I've caught girls looking at me, but they don't make them gay. You know what I'm saying? I don't caught girls looking at my butt. Don't make them gay, but I'm pretty
but
sure they're gonna
time,
look because.
But at the same time, I understand what you're saying. But a lot of people be looking at you like that because they mean nothing or they're just checking you out. But at the same
yeah,
time,
people check you out.
You
well, if you see
checking
somebody
out
just looking at you on a regular basis, and that's about all they're looking at in your chest, then. Yeah, you can be like, okay.
I can see a group of people walking in front of me, and you see what they're wearing at the same time that you're checking them out. And if you see them some boys-looking clothes, you don't look down. You keep your eyes above your shoulders. You don't have to look at the rest of them.
I know. Why don't you stand? You know how guys wear those belts where they don't put them in the loop, like to keep them up? They let them hang down like it's something hanging out of their pants. Okay,
well,
what if you a dude was walking towards you and you saw that hanging down? You just saw some brown hanging down.
I don't see that hanging down because I wear my belt like that, so I ain't gonna even notice it like that.
Look?
I ain't gonna look at nothing.
Hey, Zach. He's like, look at that
hanging down. I've had people say that to me.
I know, I've even said that to you because you do wear your belt. That's why I made it a point. You do wear your belt hanging down under your shirt.
Yeah.
And when first glance, you know the color of your skin is the same color of your belt. I'm going to look like, what is he doing? Like, did he, you know?
You're looking at me like,
mean,
ooh. Not you, though. I'm
saying
people.
I'm looking like, ew, because you're my brother. But, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Not. And if yours was hanging out, I'd probably be laughing at you anyway because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's going to see it. And everybody's going to be pointing and laughing, and so would I.
Oh, they're going to laugh.
They would not be pointing and laughing. They would not be pointing and laughing.
Well, they ain't be pointing and praying.
They sure ain't because they be throwing their numbers at me. You know what I'm saying?
No, boy. Just what I listen to. Our chat is open, so if you want to drop us some lines in chat, we would definitely answer them for you. Also, if you want to give us a call and join in on the conversation, what is gay to you? 646-200-3136.
Okay, so, tell me this right here. I got to ask this question.
Yeah.
If a man changes his sex to a woman, should he admit it to his partner that he used to be a man?
Yeah.
And what difference does it make?
Somebody fall in love with you and they're thinking you.
But what difference does it make?
You
feel
a woman.
You feel basically with a woman?
Hold on. I mean, go ahead.
So what difference does it make because you're still basically with a woman?
No, you're not. I mean,
basically,
no.
You are, because, I mean, she's got boobs, she's got it.
Okay, yeah.
All the girl part.
But, yeah, she has all the girl part, but she isn't really a girl. I mean, it's weird. She's like some mutant or something.
There are a lot of transsexuals out here right now.
You said what?
I said there are a lot of transsexuals out here right now.
I mean, like a mutant. I was going to say that's how people...
People would want to know because for one thing,
you know, that's starting a relationship out wrong. Anyway, you're starting out with a lie. So, yeah, you need to let that person know. Because my whole thing is you don't need to trick people. You need to let people decide for themselves. I mean, you can let them know if they're going to be with you or they ain't. Don't try to trick them in, because once they do find out, it's just going to be that much worse. Come on. You might as well do it right at the beginning.
True. All I can say is they need to be very honest. Because, you know, stuff like that. You used to be a man, and now you're a girl, and you lied to me. And we done been together. We won't beat you like a man.
Got it right. Yeah, and then one day, you know, she might want to switch back over. Flip you over. Look out. So anyway, one thing that I do want to know, so, you know, we kind of talked about, you know, different types of gay and what is gay. Now, just because a person is gay, do y'all really believe that should come to abuse, you know, when that person getting beat up or even worse, being killed just because he's gay or she's gay?
No, I heard about somebody actually in the Army. I ain't going to say Army because I don't want to, you know, diss one particular branch. And they'll be them. We'll just say they was in service, and they accused the guy of being gay, and they beat him in the head with a baseball bat while he was asleep and killed the dude.
They accused him of being gay? So they didn't know they just accused him of being gay?
They didn't know for sure, but they accused him of being gay, and they killed him in his sleep with a baseball bat.
Because he was gay. That's like killing somebody because they're black or something.
That's wrong. No person should die because of their, you know, personal preferences of, you know, sex or whatever. They love a man, they love a man. They love a woman, they love a woman. That's their choice. They ain't got nothing to do with you.
Right.
Now there are some gay people out there, which I'm about to call these people out. There are some gay people out there that don't take no for an answer. You know, you tell them you're not gay and they still want to press the issue on it. And those are the ones that make it hard for, you know, the ones that's going to leave you alone. Because I've been online before chatting with people. And, you know, it turns out this person that says it's a woman is a man. And I'm like, well, you shouldn't have been playing around like that. And then he's going to keep on typing stuff like, you want to do it or something like that. I'm like, you need to chill with it. You're making it harder for other people. Because, I mean, I'm really starting to hate you right now. And that's not cool.
So one thing, what kind of sites are you on?
I was on a website, what was it?
Where you at?
It was under your profile.
Oh, on my profile, are you sure?
Yeah, it was on your profile, I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, you all up on my profile and you clicking, what? No, it wasn't my profile, I think it was your own profile.
whatever. Fuck
it. Oh my God. But what we're going to do, people, right now, we're going to take a short break. We're having a good topic, what is gay? Once we get back from our break, we're going to take some calls and see what's going on. So let us know what you think, what is gay to you. And you're keeping it real hot and fresh with Z-Fly, Sexy T, and your boy Smoothie in a bit.
Pledging Action is a small, grassroots project under the umbrella of Schwab East, a U.S.-based public nonprofit organization. The focus of Pledging Action is on helping sex workers of any gender or orientation. Pledging Action collects condom donations in the U.S. and mails them to an international organization for distribution.
Can we talk?
We service
take it 10 years.
Focus on sex workers' needs. Although we are currently sending condoms to three organizations, we are always open to serving more sex workers in areas of need. Pledging action
to the break,
set benefit up. Of sex workers, not the general public. You can find out more at pledgingaction.wordpress.com.
That was gay. Oh boy. Okay, welcome back.
Welcome back. We never leave. You listen to me talking.
I mean, what that lady say? She was selling something, wasn't she? Anyway, I'm sorry, y'all. Keeping it real hot and fresh. I mean, I'm getting hot. Oh boy. Okay, so tonight we got a real topic for you. We're talking. We're talking about what is gay, because
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, there are so many things that people call gay. That I mean, you know, now just the way you dance, the way you walk, the way you dress, what you look at on TV, what you drink. You know, people can call it gay. For example, you know, a good example, you know, if a man now y'all be honest, now, if a man is drinking like an apple martini, they're like, oh, you know, you'll think he's gay. I mean, we're talking about it, but really, if you were thinking about it, some of this stuff is ridiculous. I mean, come on now, you're just throwing stones at anybody, calling everybody gay. I mean, after a while, everybody's gonna be gay according to people. I mean,
but
what?
You, look,
can,
you know, I mean,
No, I gotta stop you there.
I mean, not be gay, but I mean, they'll be looked upon as gay because it's like, Tommy, what is some stuff that maybe you might do that the world or people don't really think is masculine? Like, name something. I mean, do you pick flowers in the backyard?
Hell no. Yeah, I can do with a lawnmower. No. The only thing that somebody might really consider gay that does is I watch all kinds of movies. I'm not going to lie. I did not watch Brokeback Mountain, and it will never touch a DVD player by my hands. Or by somebody else's hands, and I'm going to watch it. No,
you know, but that's
happen.
Interesting. Okay, so well, let's just say that you did watch Brokeback Mountain. I mean, let's just say you're just watching it just for the drama or just for a series or you know, just for whatever. I mean, now for you personally, forget people. Now, if you did watch that movie, would that have made you feel less than a man or less than yourself? How would that have made you feel?
It wouldn't make me feel less of a man or anything. It's definitely not my taste of movies. I don't care what kind of, and I'll give it props for what people have said about it. They said it was a great story. But two guys, to me, I don't want none of that story. I don't want to see that.
So, Tori, so earlier I heard you say that if you saw a guy drinking an apple martini, you wouldn't see that as a gay gesture. Explain.
No, because the same thing with a strawberry daiquiri. I know guys that like strawberry daiquiri, but most people probably say girls drink strawberry daiquiri. A guy should be drinking something more harder. So it's all in just the standards that people have set up for a guy.
It's
they have set
the standards
so high.
I mean,
like men shouldn't be drinking nothing but beer and liquor maybe. And whereas in a woman should be drinking a lady drink, something with a strawberry, fruit, whatever.
Yeah.
But I know women that drink liquor. I know women that drink beer. So, I mean, it's just the standards that people have set up so high for a man. A man shouldn't, like, feminine, there's, to me, whatever, but I'm just saying, like, the way the people have set it up is, like, a man shouldn't do anything that's feminine. Why would a man be putting on clear female polish? Do you consider that as gay?
They're not gay.
I ain't saying they're gay. I mean,
some people say that, like, why does that guy have a lip gloss? You know what I'm saying?
Because it's popping.
See, that note.
Okay.
Now that sounds
okay,
good.
Well, they'll be popping his butt when he get locked up.
Damn. Stay out the block.
Homie, you got that lip squeezed up.
You know what I'm saying? We have a caller, 919 area. Caller, are you online? Keeping it real hot and fresh. State your name, please, caller.
It's Derek. You guys know who I am.
That was Derek. You know what? I was looking at the clock, and I was like, so about over. We heard from Derek. Derek, how are you doing today?
Well, I've been trying since God knows when to get on, and I've listened to the whole show, but I couldn't get on for whatever reason. But I figured maybe since the topic was gay, maybe you should guys actually hear from and talk to somebody who is actually gay and proud to be it. So, and
okay, you're gay.
I am, and very happy to say it. So, where do we go from here?
Well,
did you like Brokeback Mountain?
Did I like Brokeback Mountain?
Did you watch it?
I watched it. I didn't pay to see it. I saw it when it came on free on TV. Yeah, it was, I mean, aesthetically, it was a good movie. It was interesting, but, you know, I've seen much better movies. Yeah, I liked it. I can't relate to it. You know, I'm from the projects of Manhattan, so I don't know what the hell's going on in Montana. But, yeah, it was a good movie.
Let me ask you this. Are you a masculine gay person, or are you feminine? Put it like this, if you walked up to me, would I know you were gay just from looking at you?
No. Very few people know that it's not a state secret, let's put it that way. People know. I came out when I was a teenager, and luckily I've had a family that was very supportive of me and didn't care who I happened to be sleeping with. So that was a non-issue. But if you were to see me at Starbucks or at the Food Lion or at, you know, Walmart, no, you wouldn't. No. Do I wear makeup? Do I, you know, sashay down the aisle? No. But the question is there anything really wrong with that? I mean, in the final analysis, who cares who's sleeping with who? I mean, really, do I care who any of you are sleeping with? No, I'm just hoping you're getting some.
Amen to that. That is true. No, you really shouldn't care what other people are doing. It really ain't none of your business. If this guy's gay, this guy's gay. If that guy's gay, whatever. If you're not, you're not. You're alone.
Another caller, 919 area. 919 area caller, are you? You're on Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Are you there?
Hello. Yes.
Hey, can you state your name for us, caller?
Carmela.
Hey, Carmela, how are you doing? You're on Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. If you've been listening to the show, you know, the topic is what is gay? You know, these days, you know, the littlest thing, a man drinking a martini is considered gay. A woman playing football could be looked upon as gay. What is gay to you? What are your thoughts?
What do you mean, like, in a sense, like, what do you mean by thoughts?
Well, I guess, like, you know, whenever, the word gay, like, whenever you hear gay, like, you know, what comes to your mind? Like, what is the definition of gay to you, I guess?
I guess it's, you know, both those, what do you call it, the words of, you know, the happiness that everyone knows and what, you know, people are as well as a homosexual. And I guess people that, you know, out there that just don't understand it and are, you know, very, you know, opposed by it. It's not, to me, it's nothing bad. But, you know, people, how do I explain it? hold on. I'm trying to think.
Can I say this? While is it Carmela, I believe, is trying to think. I think, what's the big deal? That's what I'm going to say. What difference does it make who a person loves? I mean, really.
Yeah, no, I know.
Aside from the sexual aspect that, you know,
right.
And the religious aspects and all of that other crap, what difference does it make if I decide I want to share my life with another man? And I'm single at the moment, so if anybody's listening. But I want to share my life, my bed, and my insurance, and my money, and everything else with another person of the same sex.
Right.
Is that going to bring the economy down? Is that going to make the world stop going round? I don't think so. This is something that has been going on for time immemorial.
Okay, so real quick.
I agree. What I'm saying, I mean, it shouldn't be a powerful word. It's just, it's stating what you are. But to me, I mean, you know, I don't oppose by it at all. And I think people just understand it as, you know, you're either, you know, you're bisexual, you're gay, you're a lesbian or whatnot. But, I mean, it's not something that is, you know, it's not something that's bad. I would say, I agree with what it is. I mean, I don't see why people, you know, have issues. I believe that, you know, gay couples, lesbian couples should be able to adopt kids and raise, you know, kids as well as a straight couple can as well.
Okay, are you gay?
What's that?
Are you gay?
No, but I have a lot of gay friends. And, you know, I mean, to me, there's just so much that people think about, and it's not, you know, it's like, that's the least of the worries. You know, worries right now should be like crimes, you know, bigger things, and not worry about, you know, what you do with who you love, like what he was saying. So, I mean, to me.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask everybody, do you think that being gay or being homosexual is nature or nurture? Meaning, do you think we choose to be gay, or do you think we are born gay?
I say you're born gay.
That's actually a tough one. I would say, you know, I have a good handful of friends. I don't know it hasn't been, you know, out there. I don't know if it's been, you know, genetically proved that, your brain functionally just adapts to, you know, when you're born, I'm a gay kid or whatever it is. I would say, in a sense, you grow up in time, your adolescence, that's when you realize, you know, you're attracted to this. You're not attracted to that. You know, I don't think, you know, a lot of my friends known when they were, a lot of them knew when they were young. A lot of them didn't find out till they were in their 20s. And most of them are like 30 plus, you know. And, you know, honestly, it's like it could be both. I don't know. But, I mean, until it's proven, I mean, I don't know if it makes a difference. But, you know, it's what you're attracted to. And you know, and there are people that, you know, have kind of, you know, have thought of some of things like that before. And, you know, I don't doubt that, you know, like, if you're like porn stars. I mean, there's probably they think of, you know, we'll do this, we'll do that, you know. And then, you know, it's like, it's either you have it in you that it's a mindset. I don't think, I don't know if, you know, people can be born with it or are not born with it. It's just like I said, it's that period. And sometimes you have to test. I mean, there's people that I know that have test themselves, you know, do I like women, or are you mildly attracted, or, you know, do you see, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, a lot of people say you look at men, or women look at women look at men. Some men even, you know, like some really, really, you know, like heterosexual men, like, you know, that dress well, they're like, you know, they'll glance at a guy, whether it's a straight guy or gay guy, and, you know, just seeing, like, you know, it's just sometimes it's also a mind thought process. But I don't, like I said, I really don't know if it's something that someone is born with, or, you know, or if you, you know, if it goes into you while you grow up as
right.
when you, you know, your adolescence.
But
okay,
that,
I want to comment
on that. Yes. Well, I want to say that. Go ahead.
Yes. as a program myself, I'm just, and I just want to put this out there really quick. 99.9% of the gay people I know had straight parents, grew up in straight homes. If it was something that could rub off or that could be taught, then there would be no homosexuals, because everybody, just about everybody I know, was born and raised in a family that had a mother and a father in a straight traditional home.
Exactly.
So it's not like I know a whole lot of people who were raised in gay homes. I know some of them. They're very, very few. So that argument goes right out the window.
Right.
And this is another thing I like to take a little bit further, too. See, you know, that's why, you know, whenever a lot of people or whoever see gay people, you know, they want to laugh and pick or whatever. But sometimes you can't, because kind of like what Carmilla said, or Tori or whoever it was, you know, is it nature or nurture? You don't really know, because, so, you know, you never know what somebody's going through. And as you know, it's like maybe, a little boy could have been molested by his dad. You know, that could have affected his mind, you know, and then he grew up like that.
I want to say it could come, it go both ways, really. Some people born and their body chemistry and hormones is already off balance, and so they already like that from a child.
But you can't even say that off balance.
Girls don't
want to
play with the girl toys. So, and then, like you said,
I have to make the difference with that. Why do I have to be off balance? Just because I have a different sexual preference, because I am attracted to something different than the norm. Why does that make me off?
What I think she meant is, not actually off, maybe off balance is the wrong word, but what she meant is there's something that happened.
It's,
you know,
like
maybe
being a girl trapped in a boy's body is what I'm saying,
Yeah, something happened, you know, to kind of trigger them. You know, maybe they were straight, but then, you know, something happened at a maybe early age that kind of, you know, kind of triggered their mind, and then, you know, they started liking guys or whatever. That's what I think she was trying to say.
Right.
If you look at some kids,
what happens to guys who are attracted to guys who just happen to like guys?
That's just like with, like, you know, women who also might be molested by somebody. You know, they become, I mean, not all of them, but some of them become prostitutes. You know, it's like at a young state, if something like that happens, it can trigger with you. You know,
right.
And then no
right, it makes you be turned off from the opposite.
Yeah.
If a woman is raped by a man, she can look at all men as being the same and turn to a woman. Whereas then you might have a woman that's raped by a man and just turn to a promiscuous woman.
Right.
By that logic, you're saying a man who is raped by a man should automatically turn to women. So.
No, it's a little it's different.
It's
all
in
the person's mind.
I think
we're two of the same.
I think we're kind of getting a little bit off, because that's a whole different situation. That's something where you're talking about power and something where somebody takes advantage of someone else. That's a whole different subject. I think what we're kind of discussing here is it a choice, which I don't believe it's. I think in some cases it can be a choice. I think there are people out there who will sleep with anybody, man, woman, fish, or fowl. Doesn't make a difference. They're just horny. That's another story.
I don't know if it's a choice.
Everybody's curious. I mean, you know,
no,
I mean,
I'm not
with
about that. I mean, about
teenager,
you know,
too.
Being with the same sex. But I don't think someone's going to choose to be gay. Like, I want to be gay so I can be hated by the world. I don't think
that's a chosen.
Yeah. I mean, why would you choose to be hated on by the world? Are you serious? I think people kind of.
No, it's almost like choosing to be a Jew during World War II. I mean, nobody would do that, you know. I mean, who in their right mind would have chosen to be Jewish during the Holocaust? It's not something that I think you choose to do. I think it's something that it's within you. I have been attracted to men my entire life. I fought it. I almost got married. I went through the whole straight thing to please my family. And so my mother was like, what the hell are you doing? You know, do what you want to do. Be who you want to be. And I was one of the lucky ones that I had a supportive family. I had friends and several of them, two of them, who committed suicide because their families kicked them out at 14 and had nowhere to go. I mean, you know, this is a very serious thing that doesn't necessarily really have to be that way.
Then why would it be a choice?
I think that's crazy if you get kicked out of your place or your parents beat you because you're gay. I mean, that's that. Just because he's gay or your daughter's gay or whatever, it doesn't make them any less of your kids. That's still your child, and you shouldn't disown them because of that.
Right, that's exactly.
If they choose a boyfriend that beats on them or something, what are you going to do about that?
And we're 5 minutes.
But it didn't happen. I mean, I'm living in the Bible Belt now where this is a huge deal. I mean, look at the current election. If anybody saw the vice presidential debate the other night,
We're going to save that for the next show because we are 5 minutes down to the show. Actually, you know what? It's like every time we get into this topic, the show's ended. We really got to get more hours, more minutes. But we are 5 minutes down to the show. I think we want to thank our guest, Carmilla, and, of course, Derek. I always have a lot of knowledge and things to say. Thank you so much for your comments, guys. We are 4 minutes down to the show, so we're going to go ahead and bring it to a close. But thank you so much for joining us on our topic tonight and keeping it real hot and fresh, okay?
Good night.
Good night. All right, people. So you asked for it, and we gave you a real topic. I think it was pretty hot. What do y'all think?
I think it got pretty hot.
So hot, some people got burned.
Somebody got burned. I don't mean STD. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, people? You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's keep the laughter going, and let's get into 10 ways you know you get her. We finally got Tori back. Tori, tell them what it is.
It's actually 7.
That was 7. Wow. Cutting down.
Right.
Tell them what it is.
Okay, number 7. You know you get her when your rims are worth more than your car. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to need you to know that you're ghetto when this happens. This is you're ghetto. Whenever your rims are more than your car, I'm going to need you to just go ahead and put ghetto on your forehead, okay? Keep it moving. Next.
Number 6. You know you ghetto when you use bed sheets as curtains.
What is wrong with that? I mean, you know, I don't have my check yet. You know, I had to go to Walmart. Walmart getting high. You know what I'm saying? Walmart is not rolling back prices anymore. I'm about to use these sheets for the time being.
Exactly. Your sheets is curtains in the day and they cover at night.
You know what I'm saying? Say nothing wrong with that. They multi-talented.
Okay. Number 5. You know you get up when you kill a bug and leave it on the wall.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like a reason.
It's like decoration.
Number 4. You know you get up when you go to school long enough to get Pell Grant money and quit and use that money to get you a car.
Exactly. But you know what? I'm sick of taking that bus. Sick of it.
And then it's like, I can't go to school if I ain't got no car. Well, you just use your book money. Now what you going to do?
There you go. Tommy, I'm going to apply for another grant. That was smart. I like that, Tommy. My boy. That's smart.
All right, number 3. You know you get when you go to McDonald's with 300 pennies to get a cheese, burger, tea, and a small fry and wonder why the girl got an attitude.
What's wrong
with
somebody
that?
Somebody brought 300 pennies to the can and I was working at McDonald's. I'd just be like, thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead and go. I ain't even going to count this. Just put it in the drawer.
They see it, though.
I do is push them back over the counter and say, they got to be rolled up, please.
Right. I mean, shoot, y'all be used to rolling. Can you roll these pennies?
If somebody came with 300 pennies, I think I'd pay for their meal.
Got it right. You know,
I
got
$3
in a pocket.
I am not going to count that out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, your meal.
All right, number 2. You know you get old when you wipe your butt and ain't nothing on the tissue, so you roll the wreck on the road.
No. you know, somebody done that.
Hey, like
somebody
you said, you don't get
that.
Paid the next week. You got to save
right.
The tissue.
You got that 2-ply and split it in half.
I'm going to go to the yard, get some leaves, a whole bunch of them out there.
That ain't even ghetto.
That's
bummy.
Just stinking.
You got leaves and bugs all in your crack. Nah, that's not working.
You got a little butt on your butt on your butt. Oh, a little bug on your butt. folks are like, she got bugs. Okay, I'm gonna shut up.
When somebody says you got bugs, they ain't gonna specify.
I said number 1. Hello.
Number 1.
Uno. Uno.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres. Cuatro, cinco,
seis. Say number one.
Let's set it.
Okay. You know you get old when you wear summer clothes. Summer everybody clothes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you go to folks' house. Oh, I like this jacket. Wait a minute, you got them matching shoes. I got to get that hat. About time you leave out of that house, you got a whole outfit.
Exactly.
Right.
And I left my clothes. I left a shirt at my uncle's house. I came back. It was clean. I came back, and it's in the dirty clothes, some stains on it, right?
Right.
And I'm twice as big. I ain't say I'm twice as big as everybody there, but, you know, mm-hmm. I'm bigger than most people. I'm like, who been wearing my clothes?
Right.
That's not cool.
Well, that ain't cool. No. But what is cool, yo, we got to go, people. This has been Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. You know what I'm saying? SSBN from Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Keep it real, hot, fresh. Peace.
Ow.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Set up, Crystal. Bye.